You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Can't stand it. I know you planned it. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Eve. 11:29 a.m. if you're being exact. It is New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And there was a time in my life where New Year's Eve was a big deal. I've worked a lot of New Year's Eves as a bartender. It wasn't the worst night to work. The problem was, if you were working New Year's Eve and the bar was rented out and it was like $200 all you can drink, nobody tipped. Because they're like, well, I already paid. So that sucked. But then what would happen, speaking off the record, of course, is once you're bartending and you realize nobody's tipping you, you know what the bartender controls?
The price.
No, the alcohol. So you know what might start happening?
Yeah, less liquor.
Well, I just might start drinking a bunch.
So you're saying
that. And then your service might wane.
So you're off the record, kind of on the record.
I always enjoyed New Year's Eve. Some of the most fun New Year's Eves I had. My boys in college would rent out this bar in New York City. We did like the Times Square thing, which was just nuts, but fun when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, New Year's Eve, not a ton of juice. We're going out to dinner tonight at the beach, which should be cool.
Zippy, you've gotten older and just...
Well, what are you doing tonight, Mr. Young at Heart?
Oh, I'm going to be out all night.
I doubt it.
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
To a club down in, what's it called, at the MGM.
Oh, you are? I thought you were debating whether you wanted to do that.
Nah, see, I just threw that out there to make sure. I threw you off because I gave you something that you knew, see? Bang. I got plans just in case. I don't know.
So you're just not sharing your plans?
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm doing with you.
That I believe.
Yeah.
My guess is, of the four of us, White Brian's just on permanent vacation.
I don't know what's up with that.
I think
dude,
White Brian's in Turks and Caicos, last I heard. I'm guessing only Jeff has, like, wild plans. Landfill, what do you have planned for tonight?
I'm just going to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, but don't you
don't do what you do every night.
You also usually wake up, though, around midnight.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Will you watch the ball drop?
Hell no.
No, Dick. Is Dick Clark still alive?
I think he's passed years ago.
Yeah, I think he's gone, Jay.
Who does, like, the big...
Ryan Seacrest, huh?
Few years of Dick Clark were pretty rough, too.
Dick Clark died in 2012. Damn. Yeah, that's a hole in my resume.
You need to stop, though.
Over 10 years ago. Shout out to Dick Clark. Remember when Dan Snyder bought Dick Clark Productions or whatever?
Yeah, how much money did he make?
Zero. So Ryan Seacrest is on tonight. The good news for me, what time does the college football game start tonight?
7:30,
8 o'clock?
Something like that.
Don't
say nothing that's going to get you in trouble, though. I'm just trying to help.
7:30.
Who was that?
Who the hell was that, Landville?
You
guys
take a guess. Yeah, you guys got to guess.
Denton.
No.
Denton doesn't work with us. He's big
time. I don't
care.
Who the hell? Say it again.
Yes. 7:30. Speak again.
Ohio
say
State.
A sentence.
What's up?
This guy doing a bit?
No, I'm not doing a bit. But I just know Ohio State is playing at 7:30 in Dallas.
Who the hell is that?
Come on. You saw me yesterday.
I'm trying to look at the camera.
Lil Ben?
They're showing my guy on Monumental, I think.
Not Lil Ben.
Not Ben.
A-Mac?
Same age.
So here's a tough, there's going to be a tough moment here. For
Luigi?
Our friend. We're not, Brian and I aren't the
was
best
it Luigi?
At everybody's
yeah,
name.
Luigi.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Luigi.
Who's Luigi? Mario's brother?
Well, you got told me look like the dude.
Is that, hold on, is your name Wes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Wes.
Yeah.
There
all right.
You go. Yeah, Wes, I never heard you talk. I just see you smile all the time, dog.
Wes, you've been in there all day?
I have, yeah. I'm doing video for Brian.
All right. Terrific. Do you know where White Brian is?
I don't know. Is he out of the country?
Turks and Caicos?
I think he's out of the country.
Bro, he's just on vacation permanently.
The dude got a lot of vacation time. We gotta revisit our damn stuff.
Seriously. And White Brian's full time, right? Isn't that the deal when you get the video jobs? Because that's what they always give Clary grief about. Shout out to Luigi West. All right. So we are hoping to be at dinner at the beach at 5:30.
Probably ain't going to work.
Why not?
Because you're going to screw something up.
Appreciate your vote of confidence.
All right.
That's also what my wife thinks.
You leave here at 12. You got to go do some little tapings. You got to get home.
Yeah.
Then you pack. Are you already packed?
Lauren has packed.
Okay, so packed. And how long a ride is it normally without traffic?
A little less than 3 hours.
Okay, so you think it'll be a little less than 3 hours a day?
I don't think.
So if you're on the road.
Have you looked at the weather at the beach? I don't think it's a hot ticket to drive to the beach today.
It may not be a hot ticket to drive to the beach, but it's going to be a hot ticket for it to get somewhere. People like being places, bro.
Tomorrow I plan on jumping in the ocean. It's a high of 39 and very windy. You want to join me?
Hell to the no.
Okay, that was thorough. Here's what so Ainsley is hell-bent on staying up till midnight tonight.
Well,
I don't really.
We know that's going to happen.
So I've already, at the beach, we only have one TV. It's a small little place, right? I've already told Lauren, whatever we need on the TV is fine. I'm going to watch a football game on my computer. So as long as I have access to the football game on my computer, whatever happens on the television is fine.
Uh-huh.
Now, since Luigi has let us know it's a 7:30 kick, I imagine there'll be some level of song and dance with this game. There'll be a national anthem. And
there'll be something going on.
Like, what time do you think they actually kick the football? 7:48?
7:30 start. About 7:48, 7:50.
So college games tend to go long. I think the football game, if it goes 3 hours, that gets me to 10:48. I bet the football game isn't over till around 11:15.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Possibly.
That means if the girls really want to stay up, I'm dadding for 45 minutes, counting down the clock, bang. Do you think I make it?
Are you drinking some Dr. Pepper Clear while you're watching the game?
Probably going to be some Clear this evening.
Your eyes might be closed before 12.
Nah, I like watching football. And I'll be with the kids. It's not going to be me sitting in the chair by myself refilling.
Dude, I've seen you fall asleep. So.
Sir.
Oh, I go to sleep.
You are the one seed of sleep.
You're damn straight.
On this program.
And look, when I'm tired, I go to sleep. I'm not going to sit up there and try to fight it. For what?
All right, so Brian refuses to tell us his plans. Landfill is not doing anything. Luigi, what are you doing tonight? You're a young man. You going out in these streets?
No, I got to watch Ohio State play.
Are you a Buckeye fan?
Yeah, my dad went to Ohio State.
Okay. Where are you just going to watch it at home with your pop?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I kind of like that. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, if I had to guess on anybody with significant plans tonight, his name is Jeff. Jeffrey, what the hell
are
you doing?
My name is Jeff.
What are you doing tonight, Jeff?
I have to DJ from 11:30 to 3, and then I'm going home and going to sleep because I have a 5K to run.
Oh, yeah, you got to run a 5K tomorrow.
Oh, you're running that tomorrow after DJing till 3 in the morning?
I'm going to show up and
I'll
see
get
Jeff
home,
run.
I'll get home about 4 o'clock, get a nice little 5 hours, be up at registration by 9, be ready to run by 11.
So will you not drink tonight?
JP, I haven't drank at the club since January.
Say, so I had to specify that at the club.
Yeah, I know you drank in Madrid.
Yeah, for sure. But the club,
he lost in Madrid. Really
what club are you at tonight? Is it like $100 all you can drink kind of thing, or what is it?
I'm at 202 Lounge. It's right in Chinatown, and
yep.
It's not $100 all you can drink, but there are table prices. There are table deals tonight.
What does it cost to get a table tonight?
For one premium bottle and one house champagne, it's $550.
Damn, what's a premium bottle? Like a bottle of Casamigos or something?
Yeah, Don Julio, stuff like that. For two bottles, it's $850. And for four bottles and a house champagne, it's $1,250.
That's what we would be doing, Jeff. I mean, JP, me and you.
Four bottles?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like two would be enough.
Nah, man.
B. Mitch and Finley table, we got to do that one weekend. Son.
What you say?
A B. Mitch and Finley table, we got to do that one weekend.
I'm not sure about that. Can it start a lot earlier?
No, JP. We're going to go out. We're going out. We can't play that old man crap, dog.
3 a.m. is late, man.
Man, please. Come on, dog.
Says the guy that won't tell us what he's doing tonight because he's probably not doing anything.
Do what? Why y'all sending pictures of me sleeping in Madrid? Hey.
Joey just said
I told you I was going to doze off that day. I voiced that right before we started. Because that time killed me, man.
Whose New Year's Eve sounds the most exciting? Jeff, DJing at the club. Landfill sleeping and maybe waking up. Luigi watching Ohio State with his dad. You with unnamed plans. Or me hanging with the kids watching football.
Me with unnamed plans.
Dun, 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 dun. Where does New Year's Eve rank for you? Let's examine that when we return. I've actually become a New Year's Day guy. Nobody go anywhere. We got Caps hockey coming up shortly. Should hear from Dan Quinn. Maybe we get some clarity on who's going to be the starting quarterback. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Monumental Sports Network, and on the YouTube stream.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.